Good morning, Steve Sherlock here for Steve's 2 cents in Franklin, Mass. Friday, February 17. Time just marching along. It's windy and cold here in Franklin. Wind chills got us down into, I guess, the single digits Fahrenheit. Looking at the regular scale, we're probably in double digits, but the wind is dropping it down, as it usually does. That's all well and good. It's winter! Coming back from my good walk today. Got my steps in. Ready to get in, shower, and go to work. And get on with the rest of the day. Long weekend ahead of us. Monday's the holiday. Our Canadian friends also have a holiday Monday. So for those in the US and Canada, enjoy your long weekend. Catching up to one of my podcasts in the queue that I've referenced before, Krista Tippett in On Being. She's talking with Anil Dash, a longtime technologist, entrepreneur, thinker. Conversation is rather provoking around the technology and how human behavior has not adjusted to it yet. There's a couple of points there. Certainly listen to it. I'll provide the link in the blog post that accompanies this. But you can search for On Being and Anil Dash, and I'm sure you'll find it right away. I'm listening to the unedited version. There also is an edited version that'll be slightly shorter, more condensed. But the two takeaways for me, and I think I'm about two-thirds of the way through, I haven't finished it yet. One is that the technology, especially the social media world, is so new. You know, really less than 10 years. There's no industry structure. There's no governance or, you know, association to join, to abide by the good principles that there are for many other industries. Certainly the medical, you know, doctors have their principles going back to the days of the Greeks and the Romans. Lawyers have their ethics. Journalism has its ethics. But social media and the tech world in particular, there's no guidelines. There's no ethics. And one of the conversation items that Anil was making in good dramatic points was that the people, they're good people, but they're just not trained in ethics. They're coming out of tech schools, learning coding, and achieving remarkable things from a coding perspective. But just because you can do it doesn't mean you should do it. So effectively, we're seeing replicated in the social media world, and I don't have to list examples, you can come up with a dozen or so yourself fairly quickly, of things where people are, you know, you stop and ask yourself, really? They did that? Should they have done that? Shouldn't they have thought twice about that? Yeah. And some of it's in the design. Some of it's in the interface. Some of it's in that guidance that should be provided, and it just doesn't exist. The second point from that is getting into kind of the ethics and the drawing away from the liberal arts of education that provided those ground points in ethics, in sociology, in history, understanding from whence we came so that we don't make those mistakes again. And unfortunately, with the rush to the market, education is trying to adjust. So they're getting away from kind of the social arts and getting more into the technical spaces to fulfill people with prepare them for the jobs in the future. But I think to a certain extent, we'd be better off with people that are grounded in ethics, in morality, in social behavior, working for the commonwealth, for the common good, instead of me, me, me. So, food for thought. Again, those are the two things from the two-thirds of the interview conversation that Krista Tippett was having with Neil Dash that I found very thought-provoking and wanted to share. Again, I'll put the link in the their podcast in my blog post that'll share this out. So the other way you can get it, of course, is just Google for Krista Tippett, Anil Dash, On Being, and you should be able to find it. As you listen to the whole thing, whether the unedited or the edited version, if you've got additional thoughts, please share. Comment on the blog, send me an email, whatever suits your fancy, so we can continue the conversation. So that's it for today. Be well, take care, do good things. Until next time, this is Steve Sherlock from Franklin, Mass. for Steve's Two Cents, signing off.